Hey, man.
Such a long season.
I was going to ask you if you liked happy endings to stories.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Because you don't get that with Doom Patrol. Episode 15.
15. 15 episodes we did this.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Ezekiel Patrol.
Yuck.
I forgot who Ezekiel was.
Freaking cockroach.
He made it apparently in one of the episodes.
Yeah, but like that was his episode 5.
Yeah, it was way back.
Way back. I mean, there was even no even callback to it.
But it was one of your favorite actors.
Yeah, Booger.
Curtis.
Yeah.
Curtis. Booger himself.
Curtis Armstrong. Yeah. So, which is funny because we were reviewing
Happy,
which Curtis Armstrong was in there. Yeah. So I was like, wow, that's two things Booger's been in.
Dayglo Duck, written by the same guy.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Maybe he really likes nerds.
Grant Morrison, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Ezekiel Patrol. Wow.
Well, what
I
a,
had some
what
hope.
A, what an anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Ending.
With, you know, episode
and this is going to be huge spoilers. We're going to ruin everything. So just give you a heads up.
Episode 14 gave me hope.
It gave me hope too.
And then they just ripped my heart out.
God, we almost saw. Okay, so this episode. I don't know. So we figured out, okay, that.
They're in the in-between, the white spaces.
The white spaces, and Chief said that he created all of them. Okay? So apparently Chief is looking for immortality for his daughter, and he's using the, oh God, the Bureau of...
It was Bureau of Oddities, and then they changed to Bureau of Normalcy.
Normalcy, so they're using the Bureau of Normalcy to find these people that will be good matches for him to cause... These
basically to study,
yeah, to study or to on. Well to or to make because you know they're making these
yeah.
superheroes,
yeah,
or super. I can't even call them superheroes, they're making these oddities,
extra powered people,
yeah. Which, and again, I thought, oh man, that's gonna be really cool, everybody's gonna use their powers,
and everybody's gonna beat up on Chief,
yeah. And what the only person that we thought that was gonna be gone
came back,
and that's the only power I saw.
Your favorite character in the whole world.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, but
Cyborg.
This was an anticlimactic.
Yeah, you know.
Anticlimactic, and it was a little. It's disappointing. We spent 15 weeks, every week, you guys watch this.
And then spend another few minutes talking about it.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing.
This is a time suck. That's like, I'm going to say 15 hours plus half an hour of us talking about it. That's what, seven, like 25 hours of us talking about it?
A whole day.
A whole day of us talking about this season. And it just, and the way they left it off. So you would imagine, okay, who would you have thought would have been the big battle at the end?
I thought they were all going to team. Everybody that they had picked up along the way,
yep,
would team up,
yep,
to beat Mr. Nobody.
Nope.
Nope.
Apparently, it's a Admiral Whiskers.
He does come back. The coolest character ever.
And Ezekiel, which is a cockroach, and apparently in Mr. Nobody's white space, they become huge, and they do their Godzilla kaiju thing.
Yeah, well, because anything that gets narrated in the white space,
yeah,
becomes true.
Becomes true.
And he narrated them to be huge super, because he was going to use them to defeat the Doom Patrol.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't work.
He kind of forgot that, well, he needs powers there too.
And the only way you can get back is if Negative Man uses his radioactive energy to get them back, because they can get in there, just it's really hard to get back out. So
the only thing that could survive would be a cockroach.
It'd be a cockroach, and I mean the only fun, yeah. So of course they're inside the cockroach. They go out, and it's just like, okay, but now they're small. And the whole thing, I guess. So, but I mean, you know where everything was at, right? Everything instead of the, it wasn't the white space in the comics. It's I guess the white space is universal. It's everywhere because at the end it was at the painting. The white,
yeah,
space in the painting. But it was so anticlimactic on Mr. Nobody. It was so anticlimactic on who they're fighting. I mean, They might as well just fought the freaking robot in the last episode.
They found Chief, and they're just like, oh, hey, Chief, what's up?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, hey, I made you guys.
Yeah, and then they kind of
now we're going to fight a cockroach.
Yeah.
And a rat. And
they kind of go on their own way, and it says, oh, I did it because of my daughter. Yeah, but you killed, like, all these people to save your daughter. And so that's why we found... And, of course, you know, now we found out what the Beard Hunter saw, because he came back. But the Beard Hunter, he got attacked, but they just left that out, that he still got attacked by owlbear thing.
It looked like the owlbear.
Yeah, and it was.
And then, as you know, he's living on Danny Street.
Yeah, and it's so confusing. I mean, I think that's a problem, that you have comic book writers writing a series that... Because these comic book writers, the whole point of the comic books is to kind of go forever. They don't want it to stop. And it's not like comic books have seasons.
No, but they do have story arcs, and you do have some kind of conclusion, typically.
Typically.
This one is just...
And I was so disappointed that our favorite character didn't come, at least do a cameo.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You know what? That would have made up for
that. Would have made up for...
I would have forgave them.
If there was a two-minute arc... On him coming into the thing,
and somehow, like, he got sucked into the white space and narrated
him,
his own
him
story.
Beating up, him beating up Admiral Whiskers, and like the raptor would bite that would have made it all fun. But this, it was crap. Skip it.
Here's the thing: I like the characters. I don't like the story. The characters are really, I'm really connected with them, but man, that story
left
me wanting.
It was too long. It was too. There was no, like, you usually have a first, second, third act during movies. The same thing with seasons, and the big final finale is okay. Well, leave us a good finale with a cliffhanger. That's usually that kind of the MO. So you're feeling fulfilled and you're wanting more.
We kind of expect that,
and you kind of expect that. And you know, I mean, I understand they may want to change things up, but it was such a disappointment on what they left off and how at the end that they got out and they were small and Mr. Nobody was pretty much the only thing he did was narrate.
Yeah. Yeah. I you know,
I mean, the whole French kissing cockroach
Admiral Whiskers.
Yeah, that was quite disturbing.
Interspecies love affair.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, they're going to be very hard pressed to get me to watch season two.
You can do it, like,
unless there's something spectacular.
I will straight up watch like the first couple, and if it's going to be the same MO, I'm going to skip it. And I would, if you've been watching us talk about this for the last,
we wanted to like this.
Yeah, we were all gung ho about it. It was like, cool, a different superhero team up.
So strong out of the gate, and then just petered out.
You know, I mean, the first episode was awesome, you know? I mean, you had a lot of just cussing and stuff like that, but it gets old after a while, and it's always back to the story.
Yeah.
If you have a good story, then that makes up for it. But this was like, the first, like, what, first episode, the first, like, three episodes, it was like, okay, he's gone. And then the next 12 episodes, okay, we're going to try to forget about him until the last episode.
Yeah, unless they do something spectacularly different for season two, I'm done.
I'm skipping it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd advise you guys.
Here's the thing, I'd be highly impressed if they even bring it back for season two.
DC Universe needs streaming things right now.
But the thing is,
they got Swamp Thing coming up.
Yeah, I mean,
Titans did really well for them.
Okay, yeah. But I rather watch Swamp Thing.
What other original content do they have right now?
I don't know.
They don't. So yeah, they're probably going to keep it.
Well, they can sign me off, because I guarantee you, if we watch this on a regular, 15 episodes, 3.5, almost 4 months of us talking about this, could you imagine just some casual viewer trying to get into it? And we have discussions about this. We have discussions on this afterwards. You really imagine some 20-year-old is going to try to sit down and watch all this and then get it and then say, oh, the ending, that's perfect. The perfect ending. I'm going to watch this forever. It's like, well, no.
Now that they're all available at once, you don't have to watch all of them. You can just go back and watch the ones we said were good.
Yeah.
And
watch,
you're going to get the same story.
Watch 1, 2, 5, 7, and 14, 15. That's it.
14. You can even skip 15.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be conclusion to make, yeah, you can, you know what's funny? If they would have stopped at 14, I would have been fine. It was like, oh, there's the cliffhanger. Oh, my God, made him. But they should have shortened that to, if they were going to do it at 14, they should have done it to 9. And I would have been like, okay, cool. There's the cliffhanger. I want to see next season what happens. Not, oh, okay, yeah, I made him because I want to keep my daughter because she's really powerful, which is cool and all, but what powers did she have? There was no powers that she had, there's no powers that they said she had. There was no powers that she did.
They didn't demonstrate
anything. It was just a girl. Or like, cool. It would have been cooler if, like, she went all Phoenix on it and started destroying stuff and then, like, killed Danny the Street at the end.
Just throws a little tantrum and kills stuff.
But they didn't do any of that. And let's see. What did Rita do? Rita got eaten.
She really didn't do much.
No, she didn't.
She used her LASIK thing one time whole season.
The whole season.
The rest of the time she's blobbed out when she got stressed.
Yeah. Robot Man didn't do anything the last episode. He cussed a lot. Negative Man, all he did is he can control it up to 20 seconds.
He was all emo the whole season.
Yeah, it was so lame.
He was Eeyore.
And then...
Oh, it was me.
Oh, God. Crazy Jane... she kept on going back and forth, but there was no really powers. The only power that you saw her do was in
when she became second, Solar Daddy.
Second episode where she became all big, and that was like, oh, that's cool. But really, what did they do this
Silver
season?
Tongue. She could use her words.
Yeah, I mean, like, now she's, I guess they gave her some, like, heroin or whatever, and it's all calming her down and stuff like that. But it's such a disappointment. It was like one of those things, like, I feel like Bears fans or or Cubs fans.
Cubbies.
Or the Cub fans. Like,
this might be the season.
This would be the one. Or the next game. We're going to definitely get it the next game. And this is how we were the next episode. Maybe the next episode will get
they
better.
Kept giving us just enough hope.
Yeah, just enough hope. And they just said,
You know, we should petition them to make a series for Animal Mineral Vegetable Man.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I would watch a whole season.
Did you ever see if he has his own comic books?
No, I never looked it up. I know he's made quite a few appearances.
Well, while you're editing this, comment down below to see what you think about Animal Mineral Vegetable Man having his own comic book. That's gonna be the same guy though. But yeah, so highly disappointed. But that's just our opinion.
Yeah.
And if you watch this. For 15 episodes, and you watched us talk about 15 episodes, then you understand how disappointing this was.
Yeah, if you're going to get DC streaming service, don't do it because of Doom Patrol.
No, don't do it because of Doom
Patrol. Do it for Titans. Titans was good. Or do it to watch Swamp Thing coming up.
Yeah.
Or their old catalog.
All their old catalog, yeah.
So I've been going back through some of the old cartoons. I forgot how good they were. Huh. Like Flashpoint. Amazing.
So, it was a big bummer for us. Well, at least for me, and he pretty much agrees. I don't like it. I didn't like it. I didn't care for it. I said, at the end, I was like, and I literally just went, really?
That was it? No crescendo, no big ending. Just
Beard Hunter and Mr. Nobody is in the painting, Tiny.
Meh. At least they're not in the white space anymore, I guess.
They are in a white space.
Well, yeah, they were in the corner, weren't they?
Oh, no, they're in the big white painting. It was just white. It was just them.
I don't.
It was dumb. We didn't like it, and I'm not watching.
Or maybe
season
it was just
two.
Too highbrow for us, and we don't get it.
Yeah, maybe it's one of those things.
Either way, they worked us dumb, and we didn't like it.
Yeah.
We're just dumb as everybody else, so they won't like it either.
Exactly. And if you're watching us not liking it, you probably won't like it either. But why don't you guys comment down below on how much you agree with us or disagree with us, and then duke it out below there.
And tell us why we should like it.
Tell us why we should actually go back to everyone and see our happiness to disappointment after 15.
You can see the exact moment where our hearts break around episode 6.
Yeah, around 6, 7, and then we kind of figured out that Cyborg doesn't do anything, and then we kind of beat that horse to death every episode, and we still are. He still doesn't do anything.
Hashtag Cyborg sucks.
Hashtag go home, Cyborg. Yeah, and while you're down there, give us one of those likey buttons. It actually does actually help out a lot. And subscribe.
Yeah,
share.
We're getting closer to our 10 million subscribers.
It's just 9.999 million more to go. But thank you so much for tuning in. And for all those French listeners, bonjour.
Hey.
Do not watch season 2.
Parlez-vous no Doom Patrol?
Yeah, no Doom Patrol.
Sacré bleu.
Exactly.
Chicken cordon bleu.
Exactly.
That's all
the Culinary Institute.
French toast?
Exactly.
I don't know. The extent of my French.
Exactly. Well, I think that was it. And if you stood with us for 15 episodes, God bless you.
Thank you.
Good Lord. You watch us complain from like episode 3 on. But try to catch us next time. We're going to probably do another season of something. We'll figure something out. But we still have to finish Happy. That'll be on the other one.
I've watched it. You haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it yet. Yeah, because it's Memorial Weekend.
Good.
So yeah, catch us again. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you nerds later.
Later, nerds.
Bye.
We'll do a quick Phoenix recap.
Yeah.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.